USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly without fear or favor.
Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday working damage control after accusations of a weaponized FBI against their political opponents surfaced Monday. Former President Trump said late Thursday the warrant authorizing the FBI to search his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida should be publicly released. The problem, many legal experts believe, is that Mr. Garland will not release the probable cause portion of the warrant. South Korea's president on Friday pardoned Jae Lee, Samsung's electronics de facto leader, who served 18 months in prison after being convicted of bribery and embezzlement. The pardon will allow Lee to lead the company again. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Washington, D.C. mayor pleads again for the National Guard to help with the influx of illegal immigrants at the nation's capital.
Muriel Bowser wrote a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin requesting for the second time that 150 D.C. National Guard members be deployed to the nation's capital to assist with the arrival of migrants. Thousands of migrants, some of whom have been bused from Texas and Arizona, have arrived in Washington, D.C. in recent months. Bowser's requested activation of the National Guard last month, but the Pentagon denied her on August 5th. In the new letter, Bowser clarified that the city would only need the National Guard for, quote, logistical support for a period of 90 days, at which point the situation could be reassessed. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
TGIF, my friend. USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
Republican Representative Brian Babin from Texas on Newsmax says he met with President Trump at his Bedminster golf course in New Jersey this week. Still no official word on President Trump's plans for 2024.
I learned we've still got a feisty former president that is ready to defend himself and defend America. He was energized. He was fired up. This is a man who is very greatly disturbed by what's going on in America today since he lost and vacated the White House. And I think that the Democrats, well, they're having an all-out assault on President Trump. They fear him. They hate him. They're going to try to destroy him in any way they can. And I think everything, we've seen it for 5.5 years. Well, I can tell you he's not a happy camper about what happened to him. And again, he's very concerned about the direction of America under the Biden administration and the radical Democrats.
With the FBI covering up Russiagate against President Trump, the abuse of power allegations against FBI Director Merrick Garland, one can't help but wonder how legitimate or illegitimate is the made-for-TV January 6th commission. The D.C. legal system for former Rocky Mountain Police Sergeant Thomas Robertson was severe. District Judge Christopher Cooper sentenced him to 7 years and 3 months in prison for entering the Capitol building with a stick. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.